Hi, Joe Thomas. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. So tonight we're at an event which is getting readers together with romantic novelists in London W1. And the question I'm asking people is, how the hell did you get here? How did you get published? What did you do before which kind of helped you along the way?
Well, I worked in radio.
Ooh.
So I was a radio reporter and producer.
Oh, you've got the voice.
And then I had three children very quickly. They're a bit like buses, you know. You wait for years and three come along at once. I didn't return to work, but I still wanted some kind of creative outlet. So I had half a day a week, and I went to, someone looked after children, and I went to a writing class. And I just wanted this time for me. And so, I just wanted this time for me. So I started writing short stories. It took me about 2 years to start writing short stories, and then I wanted to write novels. And I remember one day, actually, in work, somebody leant over the desk to me and said, "Here you are, Joe, here's a book that I think you'll like." And it was Katie Ford's Living Dangerously, which was the first her first book. And I loved it and thought, that's what I want to do. And it's taken a long time, but fortunately in 2013, I then became the Katie Ford Bursary winner, which was a lovely coming together of everything. But I, my husband then got moved to Ireland for work. And I moved our three children from Wales, where they were in Welsh education. And I had to move them into a school that was actually an Irish language school. So I dropped the kids off at school every day, and I'd be kind of thinking, what on earth have I done? What on earth have I done? I didn't want to go home to the house, and I would drive along the coast road. And I sat there and thought, well, you can either sit here until the children finish school and just stare out at the sea and do nothing, or you can write the book. So every day, I got in the car, drove down the coast road, parked up, and every day I wrote. And that's why I wrote my first book called The Oyster Catcher, which is all set on Galway Bay amongst the oyster beds.
And so you sat in your car and wrote?
Yes, and I still write in my car now, because I just think when you've got a busy life, you need to focus. So I actually, last year, I actually upgraded to a camper van. So now... I can actually go
you
off
got
and
a
have
desk.
A, I can ha, I got a desk, I can have a cup of tea,
yes.
And that's where I sit and I write. So it was going to Ireland that actually made me sit.
Yes. Well, there's nothing else to do.
It was, you know, I could either really go sit down helps. And be really sad about, you know, kind of missing home, whatever, or I could write. So that's what I did. But when my husband was first off the opportunity to go over there, and we were invited out for a weekend, and I thought, I went out there and I've never seen rain like it. It was absolutely horizontal. I mean, and we come from Wales, so we were used to wet rain, but this was unbelievable.
Wet rain, I
yeah,
like
oh
that.
My God.
It's different
so,
types.
Oh. So, but whilst I was there, I thought, this isn't going to work for me. I'm not coming over with the kids. But whilst we were there, I said, I really want to go to a really good seafood restaurant. And we went to this restaurant, and it was like a small fisherman's cottage, the end house on a row of terrace cottages. And we got there in the rain, went inside. As we walked inside, the fire was roaring. There was candlelight in all the windows, and it was like walking in someone's front room, where they just sort of wrapped you in a great big hug and pulled you in. And I sat there, and just for a while, it stopped raining. And the moonlight came out, and I was looking out over Galway Bay, and the silver streak of moonlight came across the water. I went, okay, I get this. I get this Galway Bay bit. And then I sat there and I ate oysters. And that's where it all began for me. I thought, okay, this is sexy. I'm going to write about the oysters of Galway Bay.
And I just got complete goosebumps all over my body. It's a really beautiful, touching, moving story. And thank you, Joe, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, you're really welcome. Thank you.